Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 651. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back soon and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates as some people foolishly have done. And not only have their predictions come and gone, they have come and gone. However, this podcast is all about preparation. Get ready, get ready, get ready. For real. No joke. First, today, dear friends, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Israel National News, a senior Iranian commander is again threatening Israel, warning that if Israel makes a strategic mistake, it has to collect bits and pieces of Tel Aviv from the lower depths of the Mediterranean Sea. Abbas Niloufarossian, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Deputy Commander for Operations, made the comments in an interview with Tasnim News Agency. Iranian armed forces do not play according to the rules in their strategic depth, which is as wide as West Asia, said the commander, claiming that in the area of military power, Iran has reached a balance of power with its enemies. Asked about his views on threats Israel can pose against Iran, Niloufarossian replied, "Israel is not in a position to threaten Iran. Iran has encircled Israel from all four sides." He asserted that after a conflict with Iran, nothing will be left of Israel. Neil Farrashian explained that Israel's military doctrine is based on striking resistance forces before they can be turned into a threat and start an all-out war, because they cannot afford being involved in a full-fledged war. No country can stand up to the Islamic Republic. Tehran's enemies know that they will not be in control of ending a war they might start against Iran. If the enemies could have started a war against Iran, they would have done it by now, he claimed. Second today under the sign category of the rise of the kings of the East, according to Space Daily, China will likely unveil a new supersonic drone and intercontinental ballistic missiles at a military parade marking 70 years of Communist Party rule. According to Paris-based researchers, the procession will display the Army's unprecedented conventional and nuclear ballistic capabilities. The People's Liberation Army has tried to keep its plans under wraps, even moving tanks in the dead of night during dress rehearsals. The Chinese Defense Ministry says 15,000 troops will march next week, and 580 pieces of military hardware will be displayed, as well as more than 160 aircraft. Beijing has denied the procession will be an aggressive display of power, but the French report said the show of force will demonstrate the quantitative and qualitative modernization of China's ballistic arsenal. Third today under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Jerusalem Post, U.S.-Iranian tensions ratcheted up as Tehran warned that the Middle East was one blunder away from war, just hours after the Trump administration announced it had imposed a new round of sanctions against the Islamic Republic. Our region is on the edge of collapse, as a single blunder can fuel a big fire, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani told the United Nations General Assembly. We do not tolerate the interference of outsiders. We shall respond decisively to any transgression or violation of our security and territorial integrity. As Rouhani began his speech, Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, slowly got up out of his seat, straightened his suit jacket, and walked out of the room. Israel will not respect the world's number one exporter of terrorism, Dannon later said. Rouhani takes advantage of the UN stage to distract and blind the international community from its regime's aggression. World leaders need to issue a clear ultimatum to Rouhani: dismantle the nuclear program, or we will bring more sanctions to bring the collapse, or rather to bring on the collapse of the regime. Now, beloved, it is time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy. The second coming of Christ, we don't go too deep, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Prophecies Fulfilled in the Life of Christ. Part 1 from Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home with the Lord, and Ed Heinsohn's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. The Old Testament is filled with prophecies about the human race, the nation of Israel, and future events in general. And the most important prophecies are those that point to the coming of Christ. These are not merely isolated proof texts. The whole of the Old Testament points the way to a coming future Messiah. Even before the time of Jesus, the Jews recognized that many of these predictions were messianic. Here are 10 examples. Prophecy, Genesis 3:15, her seed. Subject, seed of a woman. Fulfillment, Galatians 4:4, born of a woman. Number 2, prophecy, Genesis 49:10, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. Subject, tribe of Judah. Fulfillment, Luke 3:33, the son of Judah. Number 3, prophecy, Genesis 12:3, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Subject, descendant of Abraham. Fulfillment, Abraham 1:1, the son of Abraham. Number 4, prophecy, Isaiah 9:7, upon the throne of David. Subject, heir of David. Fulfillment, Luke 1:32, the throne of his father David. Prophecy, Micah 5:2, Bethlehem, out of you shall come the one to be ruler in Israel. Subject, born in Bethlehem. Fulfillment, Luke 2:4-7, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. She brought forth her firstborn son. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Lord willing, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at prophecies fulfilled in the life of Christ in our next podcast. In closing today, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book, Coming Events and Present Duties, by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts, prophetic pamphlets, if you will, that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 11. J.C. Ryle goes on to say, I am no prophet and may easily be mistaken. I may die and you may die before Christ comes. And the day dawns. But I appeal to every thinking man whether there are not signs of the times which deserve serious attention. I ask him to notice the things going on in the world and to consider well what they are intended to teach. Does any reader ask what I mean by signs of the times? Let him weigh well the 6 following points, and he will see what I mean. Number 1, what shall we say to the missions to the heathen which have been set on foot in these latter days? 70 years ago, the Protestant churches seemed thoroughly asleep on the subject of missions. There was hardly a single missionary sent forth to the heathen from the whole of Great Britain. The idea of preaching the gospel to savages and idolaters was ridiculed. The first promoters of missions were treated coldly by many who ought to have known better. But now the feeling is completely changed. We are employing hundreds of missionaries in every quarter of the globe. And what saith the scripture? The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Beloved, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to get ready, get ready, get ready for the second coming of Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.